The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Boy, after all that conversation about the fire map, which is not on public land or federal or state land, so to speak, but on, we will have that conversation. We will open it up to all takers after the 8:30 news, okay? Just wanted to make sure we'll just put it out there in the clear, maybe calm down a little bit. Wonder if I have any of my blood pressure medication. I have to go see if I have any in the back. But, you know, the funny thing is, though, is that we have more forest issues, and I imagine fire would certainly be a part of that right now. And joining me in studio, we wanted to make sure and get your voices heard on the Northwest Forest Plan. There's an amendment out there which is being discussed. And the point being is that if you don't get involved and get your voice out, then only particular groups such as the KS Wild will end up showing up and making comment and then having an input into where our Northwest Forest Plan is going to be going. This is a big deal here in Southern Oregon and Northern California. And joining me in studio, Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts. We just saw you yesterday.
Good morning.
Okay, yes. We're back here. And gosh, I'm hoping that I don't mess the name up, but Forest Supervisor Molly Jewelraw. Is that the
way? Very good.
Did I do it?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. Well, Forest Supervisor Molly, tell me what is going on with the Northwest Forest Plan. What is the, or what are the proposed amendments? Is there a way to encapsulate that in the talk radio world
so we understand it? I will do my best.
Okay.
So good morning, and thanks for having me.
Okay. Now, you're not going to be doing a computer-generated wildfire risk map and then push?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm going to stay away from that.
You're going to stay away from that. I don't blame you.
So the Northwest Forest Plan, which some of you may be familiar with, was written almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot obviously has changed in 30 years.
Certainly.
And one of those big things is wildfire and the realization of needing to manage our forests for wildfire risk.
Is this having to, is the amendment to the Northwest Forest Plan, does this have anything to do with the, what we've nicknamed the let it burn policy of burning the land for land management purposes with natural ignition? Is there anything about that?
No, there's nothing. So this is really, the Northwest Forest Plan is kind of the umbrella plan that guides our management on 18 different national forests, including the Rogue River Siskiyou.
Sure.
And it was written back in the days of the timber wars, trying to find a compromise between managing for species and providing timber.
And that's pretty much done at the moment.
And right? And it didn't take into account things like wildfire risk. It kind of used, because there wasn't as much. We hadn't seen the big wildfires. If you look at a graph of the amount of acres burned in the Northwest Forest Plan area, and we all know it well here in Southern Oregon, because we've been on that edge, right, of experiencing the drought, the wildfires, and as the years have progressed, seen that more throughout the Northwest Forest Plan area, the big fires. On the Willamette, on the Hood,
we've been seeing more of it. Is it not interesting that the corresponding increase in acreage burned and the various tragedies that you've been describing here, Supervisor Molly, are happening in rise in tandem with the fact that the death of the timber industry and, you know, what kind of connection might there be? Because for the flaws of the timber industry, there at least were people on the land a lot of times that were able to realize what was going on. And chances are we were probably cutting down at least some of the fiber that was being grown. And now I don't think there's nearly as much of that on the federal lands. Is that a fair assessment at this point?
I think that the Northwest Forest Plan, when it was written, it divided up, we call them land allocations, kind of a government-y word, but it decided what we could and couldn't do in certain land allocations. What the proposed amendment would do is take a look at wildfire risk, especially near our communities and other important infrastructure, and important for us here in Southern Oregon is looking at where we have dry forest types. So before it was just kind of lumped into one kind of forest. And we all know that what we have in a lot of places in Southern Oregon is very different than the coastal Washington areas.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be getting more granular then on the way you divvy this up.
And so
that makes sense.
And so there's different kinds of management needed in those drier forests that are more prone to fire.
You would treat a drier forest differently from a moisture coastal or a redwood forest, as an example.
And so this, and directly related to wildfire risk and mitigation. And so the proposed amendment has a few different alternatives. And this was written at a regional level. So on January 29th, we're going to have some of the people that helped write that plan and are familiar with it down to talk about all the different alternatives and ways people can find the information they're interested in, because it's a big document.
Yeah.
And how to comment. And that's really important.
And this is very important because I know that I have no doubt that the Dominic De La Sala individual types, in the system will be very well versed in getting their term in. There's nothing wrong with hearing from them. All right. I get that. But I think what happens a lot of times is that other people that may have a different point of view very rarely comment.
Yes. I think my big interest and one reason I wanted to come here today is there are organized groups on both sides of the spectrum, but the people that use our forests, that that want to recreate, that cut firewood, that hunt, that fish,
hunt for a Christmas tree, things like that.
They have a say in our forest management as well, and it's really important that we get that whole broad view of voices.
All right. Are you looking for written comments right now, or are you hoping to get comments at this meeting on the 29th? By the way, where's that going to be, Commissioner?
At the BLM Forest Service Office.
Yeah. Right down the road.
Yeah, okay. Right down the road here. It'll be from 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. And we're not taking comments at that meeting. This is an informational meeting, so the people that wrote it can give more information about the alternatives, and then we'll be showing people how to comment either on the website or good old-fashioned mail.
How many alternatives are there?
There are three action alternatives, mm-hmm. and then there's the just keep it as it is alternative.
Okay. Status quo. Status quo is probably not the best, I would imagine, at this point, given that
it doesn't address the things that we've seen, like wildfire, like drought. Mm-hmm. Providing a sustainable timber economy and workforce jobs.
And by the way, we're not even cutting anywhere close to what was agreed to in the Northwest Forest Plan. Is that true?
In most of the areas, we are not.
Okay. All right. And is there anything in these alternatives, in any of the alternatives, that might address this? Because, in some cases, I've just noticed that even when you see BLM and Forest Service wanting to get standing dead timber cut or, those sort of things, the lawsuits start. And then everything just sits and either rots or then burns in the next wildfire, which gets a little bit concerning. Is there anything in the alternatives that speak to this kind of regulatory issue?
Of course, the plan itself is mostly speaking and giving us a plan where if we follow our plan, we're able to do some more treatment, especially mm-hmm. in our dry forest type. So by treatment, I mean logging, prescribed fire, so fire when we want it on the ground, and other kinds of fuels treatments, including biomass treatment. And so being strategic about where we're doing those treatments and making sure we're collaborating across, which we're already doing a lot of here in Southern Oregon.
But you're looking for lots of other people rather than the professional protesters.
Yep.
Okay.
They're organized and they're vocal. And I think the majority of us are not. And when Supervisor Molly and I met, she said, "How do I get the word out?" And I said, "Well, you want to go on the radio?"
Okay.
Well, we need to get the word out. Usually I'm here saying there's a public comment time, But
so,
she's the expert on it.
So we have the public meeting. If you can't make it to that one, there's one in Roseburg the day before on the mm-hmm. 28th. There's one in Klamath Falls on the 30th. And I'll also give you all the information if you want to post it. There's a website folks can go to mm-hmm. and get all of the information the maps.
I would be happy to post that information.
Great.
And it seems to me that it would be well worth our time then to, by the way, does this also include managing the monument, or is the monument kind of looked at as a separate?
Yeah, that's the BLM. That's the Bureau of Land
Management. That's BLM. Okay.
Yep.
I sometimes forget the jurisdiction.
This is just for Forest Service.
Just for the Forest Service.
Yep. Just in the Pacific Northwest
All right.
plan area.
All right. And I think it would behoove us to attend this and learn and see the presentation of the various alternatives here and decide what might be most advantageous, I guess, for our particular policy down here. By the way, Commissioner, has the board decided to comment on this one? Or has there been a decision made yet?
We have it on this portion. We comment along the processes every time there's an opportunity, mm-hmm. And we will be providing comment because we want to remove any obstacle to forest management to make our forests healthier and safer and for local jobs, for every reason that Molly mentioned, for our community.
Okay. So mark the date. It's going to be, what day of the week is the 29th?
I believe it's that's a good question.
Just look at, well, today's the 17th, so it'd be the 31st. So it'd be, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
it'd be, Wednesday, January 29th, 6 mm-hmm. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Biddle Road at the Medford BLM and Forest Service office.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you'll be there? Good. Yeah. Because hearing the alternatives is a good idea. It's one thing to read about it online. That's great. But what is the comment period or how long is the comment period?
March 17th. So we wanted to have our meeting early enough that people had time to get a broad overview. And mm-hmm. then if they're interested, be able to dig into some of the alternatives a little bit more. And they have till March 17th to either comment by email or by postal.
If you can get me the information, we will post all that.
That'd be great.
And then I want to attend this, too. I think this would be interesting to see because it's something that I haven't done enough of. Just as it's right down the street. Gosh, how can we avoid it?
I know. Yeah. I think we've taken every opportunity we have, and that's what we try to do as a board, and we encourage the public to do it as well.
And remember, your silence is your consent.
And, you know, just like your previous segment, though, that is what the prior rollout of the wildfire mapping, they didn't do any community outreach. I challenged them when they went to go roll it out again. We want a public meeting in our county for this. They promised it. They didn't deliver. And that communication and information is important, whether it's our private property or public lands, when it involves our area and our safety and our public health here in Jackson County.
All right. Could you, now I know you can't speak for the board. This hasn't been done yet,
but I always have an opinion, right?
You always have an opinion, but do you know if the board is considering calling out or opposing the Senate bill? I know this is not involving Julie's wheelhouse, you know, at this point, but, or Molly rather.
Julie Ray.
Yeah, there we go. Pardon me. Is the board considering weighing in on this? Because, you know, the boards, both Jackson and Josephine County, can get involved in this one. It's a hot, contentious thing. The people are mad.
I was mad just listening to your radio this morning. We have been involved with it all along and have met with Senator Golden. We've met with ODF on all these processes, and we even called Senator Golden out. We said, help, if you want to help manage, you know, people manage land, that's fine. Take out the sticks, you know, and
everything on this seems to be a stick.
It's all
on Senate
going
Bill 762.
To point to a stick, whether it's going to be on rebuilding or insurance or lose your property because it's not good enough for their whatever requirement they're putting out there. And you say follow the law. Well, when they're changing the law right and left, what law is it you're going to follow?
Well, I'm just getting them to try to follow the law in the rules about the appeal. That's what I was getting at there.
Law.
And administrative law judges should not already have a thumb predetermined on where they're going to, you know, to go.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of things, and I'm not sure it will bring. I know our board has been totally against this wildfire mapping.
I have no doubt that Ron Smith and other Josephine County commissioners are going to be having a lot to say about this too. So that'll be great.
We send out a letter to repeal 762 and Senate Bill 80 to every county in Oregon. A few months ago, we got 4 counties to sign on the letter with us in the whole state.
That's it, huh?
That is it. Well, so disappointing.
Well,
we turned it in anyway.
Well, you know why. It's because they don't see the problem. The vast majority of the properties affected are down here. So that's they talked about, well, it's only 6% of the tax lots have been affected. Yeah, most of those 6% are down here. Yeah, down here. Yeah. All right.
Sad.
So anyway, so we're going to have to deal with the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest Amendment. This big meeting is going to be the 29th. And once again, 6 o'clock, Medford Interagency Office on Biddle Road in Medford. Hope you're going to be there. Hope you are going to comment. And Forest Supervisor Molly Juliarat, thank you very much for coming on. And
Thanks for having me.
Great meeting you,
nice
too.
Nice to meet you.
All right. And Commissioner, as always, you're welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. We got a lot to do. That is for sure. All right. This is the Bill Myers Show, KMED.
Hi, it's Scuba Steve with Bicoastal Media and KMED. Today, I'm chatting with Nick Jones, the principal of Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions. Thanks for talking with me today. Nick, people preparing to retire are always concerned about their magic number. How can they be sure they'll have enough money to retire?
Well, there's actually no magic number, as retirement planning is different for everyone. There are, however, a few key factors that we need to analyze to build the right financial blueprint for every client. The first is your income gap. In addition to Social Security, pensions, and other stable retirement income sources, what will you actually need? Second, how long should we plan that income for? Now, this isn't an exact science, but retirement age and longevity must be considered. And lastly, how well are your investments managed? Do you use pre-tax accounts or tax-free accounts? Do you work with a broker or a fiduciary? Building a financial blueprint based on your goals and objectives, risk tolerance, and overall time horizon is critical for long-term success.
Schedule a strategy session with Nick at jonesfinancialtalk.com.
Don't settle for a typical store-bought cake. Serve a Nothing But cake. Nothing But cakes come in 10 irresistible flavors, plus seasonal favorites like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Just like home-baked, love is our special ingredient, and you'll taste it in our delicious, innovative flavors and thoughtful designs that give your celebration, big or small, a special touch. From blissful buntlets to show-stopping decorated cakes, you'll find them at Nothing But Cakes in the Northgate Marketplace across from Public Lands.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
It's been an interesting hour or so, pretty contentious, especially with the Senator Golden conversation about that. And just trying to get people to follow the law when it comes to the administrative process and the rules. You know, the rules in when you're up against the judges if you're going to do an appeal. And they should be able to, you know, the law makes it very clear that you're supposed to be able to take into account things that you've done to your property. And to not do this is just utter nonsense. And I don't like being told that utter nonsense is what the law says when I can read it. But, you know, that's just me. I'm just an entertainer. I'm just kidding. But let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Bill.
Who's this?
I had a meeting last. This is Tracy.
Oh, hi, Tracy. Yeah, you sent me kind of a summary of that.
I did.
And I didn't have a chance. I've been so busy, you know, actually getting the stuff on the air there, we didn't have a chance to go over it. Why don't you give me your take overall? What happened, huh?
Well, the meeting was very contentious, and unfortunately, there were a few individuals that wanted to be heard to the detriment of everybody else. So that put a damper on things. But
That's too bad.
My overall takeaway from the meeting is, Mr. Golden is thrilled about this map. It's his baby. Nothing's going to change because they just don't care. So if you're in the high risk, too bad, so sad, you're stuck. There was an individual that spoke about all the things he'd done to his property. Didn't matter. Did not matter.
But the law says something very different, Tracy, and that's why I keep bringing this up. The law is not, you know, the law must be followed. And
correct.
And even if it comes down to some property owners getting together and suing the crap out of this illegal action, in my view, if they're not going to follow the law, okay?
I asked Mr. Golden if he would, for his constituents, who the majority of them there were very unhappy last night about this, if he would sponsor a bill to repeal, and he flat out said no, that this bill has benefits, but he did not tell us what those benefits are, and I'd like to ask him that.
Well, I think what benefits are, when you look at benefits in the under the rubric of the state legislature, it's money to pass out to organizations and grant stream funding. I think that may be what is meant by benefits, because there's an income stream for. Well, and by the way, some of these groups may be helping out with wildfire mitigation. I don't want to throw everybody under the bus. Okay.
Nobody wants to lose their house. Mm-hmm. But we don't need a program from the government to help us here. You know what would be a great idea for Mr. Golden, since he's so concerned about all this?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to sponsor a bill to give homeowners like us who've gone over and above, put in generators, spend a lot of money to harden their properties. Cutting down trees costs a fortune. And give us a tax break as in the form of a write-off on our state income tax, or for those folks who don't pay taxes but do spend a lot of money to mitigate the possible damage on their property, give them a tax credit.
Hmm.
I mean, our insurance rates are going to double, triple. Mine personally doubled. A lot of people are losing. So if we're going to have to spend all of this money that a lot of people, frankly, do not have, then return that money in the form of a credit or a write-off.
The other thing, though, is that, and of course, I don't know if I have the law. I will go back to the law that reducing wildfire risk does not expand, diminish, or otherwise affect a right, privilege, duty, or function established under federal, state, or local law. And it seems to me that the actual ability to have your right to property is diminished by this. So,
does that law also preclude the government from doing their duty by cutting the forest and clearing out the brush and doing prescribed burns?
Yeah, well, government is never held responsible for these issues here. The main thing is, though, Tracy, that makes this so irritating is that we essentially, and I'm talking about the rural landowners, are being tasked to hardening their properties to withstand being burned by federal public lands, ultimately. It's not always that way, but the vast majority of the big blazes coming through those areas are coming off of federal land. It's not even really usually starting on most people's private land.
Correct, and there were people there last night who spoke of that, saying that, you know, they've got their property completely cleared, but they're butted right up to BLM land that hasn't been cleared in 20,
yeah,
30 years.
And really what this is about is trying to find a way to get the wildfire fighting budget off of the general fund and then assessed separately. And whether it's going to be through your fees with rural landowners, whether it's going to be through part of their $1 a month or $1 per thousand proposed property tax for statewide. There's all sorts of things. It's always about the money, Tracy. And thanks for sharing your experience on that. Okay. 770-5633. After news, it is your phone calls for the rest of the morning here on The Bill Meyer Show.
Here at American Rancher Garage, we respect and support those individuals who currently or have previously served this great country and our local communities. As a small token of our respect and appreciation for their service, we extend our Heroes discount to all active or veteran military personnel and to our active or retired first responders. There is no way to completely repay your dedication to the protection of our country and communities, but we will do what we can.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The FBI released new information to generate tips in the investigation of three ballot box fires last fall in the Portland area. The FBI says thermite was used in the fires. Now they're looking for someone who had an unusual or unexplained storage of metal shavings and or burn damage to a home storage area or wilderness area. The person drove an S60 Volvo sedan made in 2003 or 4. It was missing the front logo and had a sunroof. $25,000 reward is being offered by the FBI. Providence Medical and its striking workers were supposed to meet Thursday, but didn't. Providence said it spent the day with federal mediators. Last night, Providence sent updated proposals and bargaining dates to the nursing union and striking hospitalists. Bargaining could take place starting today. Oregon's legislative season kicks off Monday. Among the bills that have been announced, a referral to do away with the taxpayers' kicker rebates, creating a statewide property tax, and enacting gun control. Control ballot measure 114 through legislation. Bill London, KMED.
836. You know, we've been talking a lot about wildfire, firestorms, things like that. And I don't know. It's another great time to have some physical gold or silver in your safe, if nothing else, as far as I'm concerned, or someplace, maybe buried, wherever it is. And because I was just thinking about this, that that's all right. Let's put cash. I'm going to put cash away for an emergency in the safe. What happens during, even with a fireproof safe and a firestorm, right? I don't know. But, well, yeah, the gold coin could melt, but the gold's still there, right? Hey, there you go. Another reason to talk with Jay Austin and Company Gold and Silver Buyers. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Yeah, I know I'm joking and having fun with a serious subject, but I think you kind of get my point. This is also why they're saying they prefer you looking at physical gold and silver to protect wealth under your control, not in the, you know, in the 401ks or the deal that somebody else is. Yeah, we'll take your gold and then keep it. And then what happens in the emergency, right? That's why you can trust these people, the recognized experts. They're looking out, connecting dots further down the road than just, a standard financial person. But anyway, talk to your financial advisor. Talk to Jay Austin, the recognized experts. They know their stuff. 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass by appointment, 482-3715, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, fortunereserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. I'll take
you to burn. Yes, indeed, you in the rural lands, you are just supposed to prepare your land to burn at your expense, or else. I don't know. You know, it's almost as if your cynicism can never be too much out there in front when you're dealing with Oregon laws and Oregon's state legislature, which is in session, of course, and really gets going Monday, Tuesday. Yikes. Let me go to John. Hello, John. You wanted to talk about the wildfire map. Go ahead.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much you harden your property. If there's 100-foot flames coming at your property, your house is going to burn down. I had a house burned down in Talent. It had no trees. It was totally hardened, and it burned to the ground. But the elephant in the room is this. The Forest Service lands, BLM lands, and the state forest lands, they don't do anything to maintain them properly. Mm-hmm. Every acre now, I just read, had 20 times the number of trees that it should have in order to have it be at its highest production. And so they should make a map of every acre of all those properties. And until they fix that, don't bother the private property owner. It's the same thing with the elephant in the room with homelessness. When they created Senate Bill 100, taking away all the developable land that you could use to have affordable housing, now they spend millions a month to provide housing for people because of what they created in the beginning.
And then when you have those situations, that societal decay, and you're not going to go into what's behind the addiction, you're not going to properly do this, but you're just going to say, hey, go ahead and take all your drugs. We're not going to do anything to you.
Right.
What do you expect?
But Jeff,
right?
Jeff feels like he's on the moral high road and that he's helping us stupid people that own this land to make our property safer. He's doing it to help us. And he really is that out of it to think that. I mean, the elephant in the room is like my neighbor, they had their fire insurance just canceled. They couldn't find anyone to provide fire insurance for them until they found a company out of state, and their insurance went from $2,200 a year to $38,000 a year. Now, he's a doctor. He can afford it. But that's what's going to happen, and if they didn't take it, their mortgage would be called due.
Now, John, I know that that Jeff didn't want to go down the conspiracy of rural depopulation. He didn't want to go there. And I understand, being a state senator, you want to sound like you have the respectable opinion, I suppose. But yet, ultimately, it's well known that the gangrene from the left want these areas rewilded, which means they don't want people on those lands. Would you agree with me on that, you know, assessment?
Yes.
The Wildlands Project is out there. And so, given that the federal land, the feds aren't managing land properly, and the state's not managing land properly, and then they want to put it all on the burden of the private landowner, doesn't this sound like that's part, like it's not a bug, but a feature of what they're ultimately wanting? So how can you not see it?
Well, Jeff started his discussion. He said there's you know, so much more acres burned in Oregon than there used to be. But what he didn't say is that almost all of those fires started on federal or state land, almost 90% or more.
And that is a takeaway. You know, we're supposed to protect ourselves from something that we have no control of, apparently. Appreciate the call there, John. Let me go to Keith. Keith's in Cave Junction, I think. Isn't that right? Hey, Keith.
Yeah, you're right. Bill, good morning. God, I don't think I can add anything to that previous caller. He nailed it. 50 years of this plan has proven that the government and the environmentalists do not know how to exist in a forest, or let alone a North American, whatever. I'm guilty of being absolutely flabbergasted, that's a polite word, by the words they use. They don't say thinning and harvesting timber. They say treatment.
And that way the public lands become an expense on the people instead of a bounty, which is what it used to be, which I don't understand that. You know, and then there's never enough money to be able to do as much treatment, I'll put that in scary air quotes, as could be needed.
There was plenty of timber receipts for any county. Any idea that came up in the public sector 60 years ago. 60 years ago, all the ridgetops in Southern California were bulldozed bare. But because of the environmental discrepancies of saving the pick your bug, pick your animal habitat, you eventually get what you've got. The Santa Anas have always been there.
Yeah. The other aspect of this, which makes it tough to talk about the timber industry, is that there's not a lot of it left, unfortunately. And
well, that's my plan, but where did it start?
Yeah.
The timber industry started with nobody telling them they couldn't do it.
Exactly. And now everybody tells them they can't do it. And that would almost take a repeal and replacing of every person who is a state, who is a U.S. senator on the West Coast, and I mean all of them. And that is a tall political lift. Okay, appreciate the call there, Keith. Let me go to the next line. I want to make sure everybody gets through because hot and bothered. I get it. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. This is Jim up in Rogue River.
Hello, Jim.
Right now. Anyway, I just want to say that it comes down to, you know, when you distill everything down, it's fuel, fuel, fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their job to take that fuel out, not ours, on their land. And we've got to fight this. We can't allow them to dictate to us what we should be doing when they're not doing their side of the bargain. And they work for us, and they have to perform.
That's why I was talking with Jeff at the end and saying that, you know, even dictatorships, you know, I didn't say this to Jeff, but it is true that even dictatorships require consent of the governed, and to a certain extent. And down here in Southern Oregon, the consent of the governed is draining away very quickly. And, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to see the consent of the governed being drained away. Now, and I don't know if they realize it at this point, or if all we're going to do is just, you know, put you under such a heavy regulatory thumb that you have nowhere else to go, and so you just leave. Maybe that's the goal. I don't know. I'm not talking about Senator Golden's goal, but I'm talking about the overall rubric of the 762 and the forest and the wild-urban interface, wildland-urban interface, the WUI, okay? Let me go to next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Yeah, Bill?
Yes, Lucretia.
Yes, Lucretia. Yeah, I thought you did an incredible job. You hit the nail on the head. It was amazing how Jeff just got right on top of you, calling you a conspiracy theorist, basically just, you know, pointing out that these are...
Well, you know, Jeff doesn't want to go there. I understand why Jeff doesn't want to go there, though. I get it.
I know. It's respectable. And yet when I talk to, you know, he used to always talk to Catherine Austin Fitz. And she told him, I mean, our government was bringing in over $500 billion of drugs to $1 trillion a year under Iran-Contra. It was Bush and Clinton, you know, working together. It's like he won't go there. She well knows where our weather's been geoengineered. We have dry weather on the west. We have super wet. It's snowing on the east. How's that even congruent with climate change?
Well, you know, this is where I'll disagree with you a little bit on the weather thing. I'm still not down with the, hey, we got weather machines selecting everything and it only hurts us. Okay. Because the reason I'm doing this, though, is that the West has always been dry. It's always been dry, Lucretia, with rare exception. With rare exception.
I picked up on the Air Force wants to own the weather by 2025, right in there, they talk about carbon black.
Well, yeah, they're talking about cooling the planet. They want to cool the planet to kill us off. Okay. Yeah. I just want to be careful about that, to think that, you know, for some reason, the West seems to be, in my opinion, and now I'm not doing this from a scientific, I'm just talking about observation. The West is reverting to what it is traditionally been known as, relatively dry Mediterranean. It's nothing really unusual. It's not climate change, but I mean, it's always changing, but it's just claiming to what is more normal than wet, 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 and cold. Okay? Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Janet Eagle Point.
Hello, Janet.
Is it okay if I talk about something that doesn't relate to fires or weather or anything else?
If you wish, go ahead.
Okay, really fast. I've heard about this building these low-income, low-cost homes for the homeless and people. Mm-hmm. I would not support that. But what I would support is let's build communities, including hospitals and whatever you want to call them, replace those treatment centers where people who are indigent or mentally ill or drug addicted will be given a safe environment to be. But they must receive treatment, and if they're not, and must receive medications if they're mentally ill. And I find that to be much more humanitarian than creating what would eventually just turn into what other big cities call the project.
Yeah, you'd probably have to. I mean, it sounds pretty good. You'd probably have to reform the civil commitment laws, you know, the commitment laws, the ability to force someone into treatment, which I think is pretty hard to do right now, unless someone is arguably, you know, at risk of being confined because they're a harm to themselves or others. Okay. And most mentally ill people are not violent. And that is true. So a lot of times they're always a whack job. Is it violent? No, very few of that. But, you know, the ones that are violent punch above their weight, I would imagine. Let me go to the next one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello? 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Who's this? Yes, you're on. Good morning.
Hello?
Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. You are on the air. Who's this?
Am I on?
Okay. Goodbye. Hi, this is Bill. Good morning.
Bill, Brad here. Happy Friday morning to you.
I'm fine, Brad. What's going on?
Great show this morning.
Well, thank you.
John Schlein's comments were right on the money. So here's some good news. So our Congressman Cliff Bence, for the next 2 years, he is going to be right in the thick of all this stuff. He's going to continue to have the chair on the Subcommittee on Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries, and he's on the Natural Resources Committee, and he's also on Energy, Health, and Commerce subcommittees. So for the next 2 years, Bill, we have the best opportunity that we've had in literally ages to get some traction on some of these issues that you've been talking about this morning.
Thank you for the good news. God bless you. I needed that. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, Gene. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, except the state has got trees that go right down to the ground. And it's on their side of the fence. They expect the homeowner to go cut those. Now, that is a good way to bring the fire right up on a lot of people's property.
Oh, now, are you surrounded with BLM land, or what do you have next to you?
It's state property.
State property?
Owns the property on that side of the fence.
Is the state forest land in good shape or not?
It's not the state forest land. It's property that is on the state side next to the highway.
Oh.
Which if those limbs bring the fire up, you've cut down a lot of people's escape routes.
Oh, so you're saying that those trees should be trimmed up higher, right, to prevent the crowning?
Well, they should have to actually obey their own rules and cut the limbs 12 feet from the ground so that they don't bring the fire from the road up.
Okay.
I had a fire that came from down by the highway that came up, hit the corner of my place and the neighbor's place. But luckily, it was during the biscuit fire. Mm-hmm. And so the firefighters came by, and they seen what was going on, and they put the fire out.
Thank you for the story. Good hearing from you, Gene. We'll take one more. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, it's Joel from the Iron Gate.
Hello, Joel.
What gets me is we've letting these environmentalists take $1 billion-plus industry of timber that builds buildings and forest products, and we've turned it into a complete drain of our funds and our families and turned into a nightmare.
Yeah, the land and resources that were a bounty have been turned into a burden, and that... You know, this is what happens, though, when people who don't really have a common sense worldview are in charge. I can't disagree with you on that one. All right. Thanks, Joel. 855-770-5633. Might squeeze another call in. Maybe not. I don't know. Another call you can make, though, is if you're having trouble with the insurance side. Yeah, people are talking a lot about fire insurance, but there are a lot of different types of insurance, too. But Steve Yancey covering all of that over at Sky Park Insurance, skyparkins.com. It's an independent-owned and operated insurance agency and deals with lots of different companies. Saved me a lot of money. Great service that he provides there, too. And we also have Lynn Barton. And Lynn Barton, of course, is handling the issues with Medicare. If you have questions about that, Medicare and the Advantage plans and all the other supplementals, talk to her. Her number, 499-0958, but I'm going to give you Steve's number right now. Steve's number is 261-5444, 261-5444. Get your quote. Maybe get your canceled insurance reinstated, maybe even get a better deal. You never can tell. SkyparkINS.com.
At SkyPark, we make insurance easy.
If you're considering a new garage door or opener for a new home or remodel, you can't go wrong with American Industrial Door. With their fleet of trucks and technicians in both Josephine and Jackson counties, they can come to you and provide recommendations and samples. Or you can stop by their showroom and explore all of the amazing options. Do what so many other Southern Oregon homeowners have done for nearly 40 years. Trust American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
One of each, K4 VIN 016551, MSRP 24145, Telluride VIN 593123, MSRP 45535, $59.99 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 2225.
Ready to go? You've got the green light at Kia Medford. During the Green Light Savings Event, shop our huge selection of brand new Kias, like the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Just $169 a month lease or a new 2025 Kia Telluride EX all-wheel drive. Only $269 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't wait. Drive a K4, $169 a month or Telluride, $269 a month. Save big when the green light is on at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Strandberg with Valley View Nursery, and I'm on KMED.
I appreciate you being here. You know, I'm not going to have time for any more calls here. Sorry about that. Just kind of worked out on the timing, though. And I'll do an email of the day, though, to wrap. And emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. Get your appointment today at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Paul Princeton writes me, Bill, he was at the meeting last night, by the way. He says, until 30 to 40 years ago, we had a robust timber industry and thriving forest. Fires on the scale we have since witnessed were rare as timber crews were on the scene quickly and expertly put them out. Timber receipts paid for replanting and our counties were well funded. This all changed through lawsuits and legislation and the timber industry is mostly gone and disasters are now commonplace. You are very much part of this disastrous change. Politicians, as he's talking about Jeff. Politicians seem unable to say mea culpa, we made a mistake. All we have gotten since are more rules, endless funds spent, and endless need for more money, taxes, with vague promises that will somehow fix the problem. It won't. We need the timber industry, timber receipts, and the forestry expertise back. I can only conclude that the goal, and this is what Paul's trying to make here, that the goal is to get we, the rural population, off the land. My comment was well received by the attendees, but not by Jeff. All my best, Paul. Paul, I appreciate you writing, okay? The email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. We'll talk a bunch more about it Monday. Of course, Monday, Inauguration Monday.
Here at American Rancher Garage, we respect and support those individuals who currently or have previously served this great country and our local communities. As a small token of our respect and appreciation for their service, we extend our Heroes discount to all active or veteran military personnel and to our active or retired first responders. There is no way to completely repay your dedication to the protection of our country and communities, but we will do what we can.
Is doing it right for you.
Postmaster steel posts are engineered to have the strength of steel without sacrificing the natural beauty of wood. Our posts offer longevity and performance for uncompromising value. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfers, starting at the low price of just $29. Quality Fence in Central Point and Grants Pass. Visit QualityFenceCo.com.
Quality Fence is doing it right for you.
This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. We'll join Town Hall News in Progress.